the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And my Chicago Bears are going to be under the primetime lights, probably much to my chagrin, because likely it could be a bleep show. But no mandatory Montgomery tonight. He is out with a concussion. We are hopeful that Allen Robinson, indications suggest his knee injury is mild, should play despite the questionable tag. But the line right now, the Vikes laying 3, the total of 43.5, and according to Sports Insights, 54% of the public spread tickets on Minnesota, with 62% of the public action on the over. Are you going to side with Joe Public there, good sir? What's your take here? Give me a score prediction and a pick on the side.
I'm going with 24-20 Minnesota.
You're taking the over.
Talk about messing with the spreads. Here's why, Brad. Last night I was convinced. No, don't worry about the weather, Nate. It'll be fine. They'll hit the over. And then they didn't, which means I'm probably just off by a day. That's all.
Well, I think Lamar Jackson's still swimming right now, trying to get to the bus
at Gillette Stadium. How about the control that Bill Belichick has? Because did you notice that as soon as the clock hit zero, the rain stopped?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
That man is a wizard. A wizard, I'm convinced.
Yes, and his cold cut combos are amazing with a little mustard squirted on him.
What about you, good sir? Where are you going with your Bears?
I'm actually going to take the Bears on the money line here. And this is not my Bears bias bleeding through, because I've said a lot of negative things about this team over this season and in recent years. But I think Bill Lazor taking over the play calling is going to help out. I think there are a lot of Minnesota's weaknesses, particularly having little to no pass rush, the Bears can take advantage of, and the fact that this secondary of Minnesota is completely depleted. So if Nick Foles has time to cock, lock, and fire, the old Big Flaccid, I call him, would be able to have some stiff results here in the end. So I'm going to take the under, and I'm going to say 22-20. Chicago. So I'm going to take them on the money line, kind of an odd number there, but I think this game also sneaks under. Look, if you want to get in on any of that action for Monday Night Football between the Vikes and the Bears, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And add to the excitement of the upcoming week, week 11 of the NFL season, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't miss offer. If you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up with that promo code FTN. And don't worry if football isn't for you. DraftKings is also giving all MMA fans who sign up now the chance to triple their earnings and their winnings for any bet placed on UFC 255. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Monday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, we got to do better than what we did on Friday. I think we hit one wager in the Fade 5. So we're penniless right now. Our pockets are empty. We're poor and destitute in the gutter. So let's try to crawl out of it.
We're donating blood and plasma right now, Brad. We gotta get back on the horse.
Yeah, look, I feel good about the slate tonight, but, you know, stuff happens. Hopefully Mother Nature will not have a torrential downpour and a monsoon ensues there like it did in Foxborough last night. But let's start off with the visiting quarterback in this game, Captain Kirk Cousins at 1.5 passing touchdowns. And no, I don't think he's going to hit warp speed by any stretch of the imagination vertically here. I'm going to take the under on this one, Lundy. I mean, you look at the Bears and what they have accomplished this season, against the pass. They have been stalwarts, outstanding in terms of limiting a lot of multi-TD games. Now, three quarterbacks have done the multi-TD feat against this defense. Jared Goff, Drew Brees, Ryan Tannehill. They're the three guys that have done this, but the Bears as a collective giving up south of 7 pass yards per attempt on the season. And with the pressure that Chicago can bring, and with Khalil Mack there potentially breathing down the neck, and knowing, too, that the Bears, their primary weakness is defending the run, I don't see Cousins getting to 2 passing touchdowns. I'm thinking, like, you know, 220 and 1 feels right to me. So I'm taking the under at minus 121. Fade or follow.
I will follow you on this one, Brad. This plays right into the score prediction you were talking about as well. Just not seeing those kind of passing touchdowns for Kirk Cousins against this particular defense. Look, I'm still reeling from the fact that you're taking your Bears on the money line. I got to be honest. I am so distracted by the fact that you picked them that I don't even know what to do now with any of my prop bets for the rest of the day, because I'm shocked that you're actually doing it. But part of that is that I will actually follow you on this one with Kirk Cousins. Let's just get him with the 1 passing touchdown and call it good.
Yeah, I just snapped off a Clayton Kershaw curveball.
Number 4.
All right, let's go to the wide receiver position for the Minnesota Vikings. Now, I'm not going to talk about Adam Thielen. He's got his hands full drawing a lot of Kyle Fuller in coverage, but I'm going to talk about his compadre, the rookie Justin Jefferson out of LSU, who's been quite the revelation this season. The line here is 53.5 receiving yards. And again, I am going under on this total. Now, Minnesota, you know, they do often throw to Justin Jefferson down the field. At least Kirk Cousins does. You know, he's top 10 in yards per catch, top 10 in yards per target, top 10 in yards per route run, and one of the best contested catch wide receivers in the NFL presently. Got to go rookie versus rookie here in this one. In his primary matchup, drawing Jalen Johnson in coverage, who's given up just an 89.8 passer rating to his assignments. You look at the overall output, 8 guys have gone over this low threshold this season. I think it's a good number, but not strong enough for me to go over. I'm thinking like maybe 3-4 catches for Jefferson, 50 yards right on the nose instead of him getting to the 54 mark. So, again, this follows my line of thinking here in a lower scoring affair. I'm going under 53.5 receiving yards for Justin Jefferson. Are you moving on up? Fade or follow?
I'm going to fade you on this one, but it's actually, Brad, because I agree with you. I think this is a really solid line, but I think he actually just barely sneaks past it. We know that last week, going up against the Lions, he finished with, what, 64 yards, I think, on the 3 catches, 4 targets. I think he sees the same kind of volume tonight. I'm not expecting, you know, 7-8 targets, but if he can get to the 4 catches instead of the 3, just knowing what he can do in terms of maximizing his opportunities, I think last week averaged about 21 yards per catch. I think he can get to, say, 57, 58. So I think he just barely sneaks past this number. But this is a really solid line. So I am going to fade you. I think he goes just slightly over this total.
Yeah, the Bears could vaporize the Vikings.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day. Check out MonkeyKnifeFight.com right now. It is a player props-based DFS game. That's as simple as I can describe it. It's just more or less over or under on some of your favorite players tied to Monday Night Football. And you parlay them together in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit on the over or the under, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And if you use that promo code FTN, again, promo code FTN, right now you get a free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And Dalvin Cook, is he going to reach a boiling point tonight? The line here is a hefty 21.5 fantasy points at MKF. And of course, that is a points per reception format. Lundy, I said this on the Fantasy Football Hour, and I'm going to retract what I said on the Fantasy Football Hour when I said a lot at 1.5 total touchdowns. The odds of that are long for Cook to achieve it, though he's got like 6 touchdowns in his last couple of games. But I'm going to go under on this one. And, you know, look, you can take advantage of the Bears. in the trenches. They've given up 4.19 yards per carry, 130.2 total yards per game, 6 touchdowns to the running back position this season. But they've not allowed a multi-TD rusher yet this year. So, you know, could he sniff 100 combined yards? Absolutely. I think he's going to get there. Could he get in the end zone? Absolutely. I think he's going to get there. So even if he got 100 total yards and a touchdown, that's 16 fantasy points right there. You throw in a couple of receptions, which is right at Cook's average, you're talking 18 fantasy points. So just doing the simple calculation in my head, and I am a simpleton who barely graduated basic algebra, I'm going just under this 21.5 fantasy point line in MKF. Fade or follow me.
I had to break out the graphing calculator to be able to do this one. I'm not going to lie. And then I'm there, you know, playing snake, whatever. I'm going to follow you on this one, Brad. Again, this is one where you add up the totals. Look at what the Bears did, last week against Derrick Henry, holding him down to 68 yards rushing. I agree that, you know, the Bears can sometimes give up the runs, but I think that number for Dalvin is way too high. I'm with you. I think even if he goes for 100, 110 maybe combined yards, and even if he makes it into the end zone, you're still underneath this number. So I think this is a number where if you think he's going to hit it, you are banking on him doing a multi-TD game again. And I don't think that happens against the Bears. And so I'm with you. I think it's under on the 1.5 touchdowns, and I think it is under on the total of 21.5 fantasy points.
Yeah, I'm definitely shook on this Cook proposed number.
Number two.
All right, let's work in one of two Bears wide receivers here in the Fade 5, and let's talk about a rookie that really hasn't earned a whole lot of headlines this season in the Windy City, or at least on the national scene. That is Darnell Mooney, who is an absolute blazer, a speedster in the open field. 42.5 receiving yards is a line here, and I'm taking the over on this one at -112. Again, with a limited pass rush, I think Nick Foles will have time to chuck some deep balls down the field. And his primary weapon of choice is probably going to be Allen Robinson. But secondarily, it's going to be Darnell Mooney. Now, you look at what Minnesota has given up this season. 14 guys have gone over this total against this secondary that has just been battered and bruised by various injuries. Mooney has a very handsome 15.5 average depth of target. His primary assignment in this game is going to be Cam Dantzler, who's given up a 133.8 passer rating. The Vikes as a collective have allowed 8.0 yards per attempt. And we know that Foles, again, when he has time, loves to try to deliver some of those passes down the field, top 6 in deep ball pass attempts per game. So you calculate it, mix it all together, put it in the oven, and let it bake for 30 minutes at 425 degrees, and it comes out with the over hitting here. I think this could be, you know, a 5-catch, 60-plus, 1-TD line in the end for the Rook. So fade or follow Darnell Mooney over 42.5 receiving yards.
I will follow on this one. I like the total. He's done it 3 times this year. That's it. However, he has done it in back-to-back weeks, going 43 last week, 69 the week before, going up against New Orleans in that overtime game. But he has seen 17 targets over the course of the last 2 weeks. So again, if you give Nick Foles some time, he's not a phenomenal quarterback. I mean, nice little run there with the Super Bowl. I get it. He's a fellow Westlake Chaparral like I am. But I will tell you that if he's got some time, he can do some good things. And I think the 5th round pick out of Tulane is going to total up to close to 50 yards tonight. So I will take the over.
Yeah, get those moon shots to the money.
Number one.
All right, last but certainly not least, let's talk about the standout star for the Chicago Bears in this game. Again, no Dave Montgomery. I mean, they're going to be trotting out like Lamar Miller, Ryan Nall, Cordero Patterson at running back. So it could be even more of an emphasis on the passing game, and that should certainly benefit one Allen Robinson. Now, again, he's been dealing with a nagging knee injury, but should be good to go. That is the hope anyway for this contest, and the receiving yards prop is just 67.5. And I think that's absurdly low. I'm hammering the over on this one. That's why this is number one on the Fade 5. Robinson has seen a 24.0 target share so far this season. He's number 3 in realized air yards. He's gone over this total 7 times this season. And eight times, the opposing wide receiver against the Minnesota Vikings has reached at least 68 yards, and he's going to see Chris Boyd in coverage again. You know, the Vikings are just pulling dudes off practice squads, off the street, to fill the needs in this defensive backfield. Boyd this season has given up a 136.2 passer rating to his assignments. And Robinson, I mean, it's sad what quarterbacks he's had to deal with, you know, going back to his days of Matt McGloin and Christian Hackenberg at Penn State. It's remarkable the production he's been able to post despite just mediocrity at the position. But this could be one of his premier performances in prime time tonight. I would not be at all shocked if it's something like seven catches, close to 100 yards, and a touchdown in the end. Are you with me? You got to break out the hammer on the over. Allen Robinson, 67.5 receiving yards.
Well, you know, Brad, after getting my teeth kicked in this weekend, my hammer looks a little bit more like one of those Fisher-Price plastic ones that we had as a kid with the little workbench. Yeah. I'm going to follow you on this one as well. You talked about the fact that he's done it eight times this year. He's also done it six out of the last seven, including three straight. I just think that the volume can be there for him. He's seen a grand total of 21 targets over the course of the last 3 weeks. I think he's going to get targeted a lot in this game, as you said, with no David Montgomery. That's one of the things I'm very curious to see out of the Bears tonight. With Lazor taking over the play calling duties, that's fine, except he doesn't have all of his weapons in the drawer, if you will, with Monty on the shelf for this week. So this one, I think, is going to be a feed him early and often. I think he gets up over this number. I like your call of coming close to 100. Really like the call of him finding the end zone with the touchdown. So yes, as we cap off the Fade 5 this week, I'm going to follow on this one, feeling good about Allen Robinson hitting this total.
And a little bonus time for S's and G's. I'm just going to throw it out there. Jimmy Graham, touchdown, plus 165 at DraftKings Sportsbook. A guy that's seen a boatload of targets of late. And again, without David Montgomery in uniform, they may not lean on the run as much, which means more of an emphasis on Nick Foles in this passing attack. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to save 10% off your subscription today. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.